Shabbos.
You know, when I did chasana, my daughter got married, so I gave to my shvugos sheva brachos after the chuppah, after the seder. So my first shvugel, the announcement, gave him a shulim al b'shtam, the rof from Flatbush. My second shvugel, Rabbi Tzion said, he was announced when the rof from Lakewood. So I said, no, I'm the rof from North Woodman. V'aglilois. Boys, I apologize, I came late. It was snowing and the bell took a little bit longer. And I said, I should destroy it. It took a little bit longer also. I'm sorry for the waiting. Agutavoch. It's good to be here with you. It's coming Hanukkah. Time from the Yevonim were trying. Lashkichom Toirosecho. Obviously, what was Nischadesh was the opposite from that. Doesn't mean that somebody was learning a sugi in Masechta Bo Bekame and he forgot the sugi in Masechta Bo Bekame. Also, not somebody was forgot a little bit what he was learning. Lashkichom Teirosecho means if you forgot only information, so you always could learn this again. But if you forget your connection to Torah, your love to Torah, what you're taking from Torah, this is sometimes the person forget, it's very hard to remind himself back. So obviously what Nischadesh Chanukah was not Lashkichom Teirosecho, just to remember Torah, to love Torah, to remember what we have with Torah. So it's no better perfect time in this time to meet together, to learn some Sugi Beravim, and to remember the main thing is not only what we're speaking, the chidushim, the terutzim, just the connection and the love to the Torah. We're starting over here in Masechta Shavuos. We have a few sugyas. And before coming, we're talking about Lev Bezin Masne Aleihem. So it was very interesting because I came this Shabbos to the shul. Parshas Vayetze was in Eretz Yisrael. I was supposed to be in North Rodmir, I was in Eretz Yisrael, next to my father, should be well. So, somebody was the Boston Rebbe from Eretz Yisrael. He was in North Rodmir, I don't know why, but he made a, and I wasn't there. So, he left me fuse for him, for some reason, Rambam, it was based, Rambam Mitabiyu, I still didn't check it, but it was based on the Shiurim from Remichel Zilber. So I had ready a new sefer to check this Shabbos, and he was mentioning, talking a few in Yonim, there's also in Shavuos, it was on Kaporas Yom Kippur, and Avoidas Yom Kippur, and Seira Mishtaleach, but everything is connected to it. So before we're going to start, just want to share with you a few thoughts about it. In the Mishneh, in the Beis Amud Beis, we have the Chidushes. The Tzoyer HaMishtaleach. Tzoyer HaMishtaleach is Mechaper al Ese v'al Ois Ese. The Mishneh gave a whole list about it. Al Shara Veiro is Shebatoiro. Akalois, Achamurois, Azdoinois, Vashgogois. Oida veloy oida. If he knows, if he doesn't know, Ese velois ese, Krisus, Umisois Beisdin. Soir amishtaleach mechaper. Soir amishtaleach is able to mechaper in every Aveira. Every Aveira, the Gemara Mishnah give a big list. Mrs. Beisdin, Krisois, everything. Zdoinois, Chamurois, Til, Ese, this is the Mishnah in Beis Amud Beis. We don't have something with such a strong mechaper like Soir HaMishtaleach. Soir HaMishtaleach is basically mechaper about everything. And the Gemara says, it's the Mishnah goes according Rebbe. So the Mishnah, the Gemara in Daf Yudbeis, Omudbeis, Eva Kasha and this Aloche from Soira Mishtaleach. The Gemara says, Esse, it's very interesting, we find something, a Esse needs a kapora. Usually, Loises needs kapora, Kores needs kapora. What do you mean needs kapora? You need to bring a korbon, or you need Yom Kippur. But all you could be mechaper if someone is over an Esse. Somebody cholel didn't blow shofar. Didn't blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. He didn't sit in Sukkah. He was mevatel a mitzvah sasei. Had the kapor of it. He was mechaber, he was mevatel bemezid or beshoigeg a mitzvah. Now he wants to do tshuva. He needs kapora. What's the way to get kapora?
Why can't he have kapora?
How? Tell me. I want. So usually, I'm not coming to ask a question, and we just have rules. Esse, it's enough tshuva. Lois esse, you need ready your keeper. Kores, it's isurim, right? And Lois esse, if you over some of them, if a kores, you need chatos. It depends. The showing it, amazing. But esse, mitzvah, somebody is mevatel mitzvah to say. If you're doing tshuva, and tshuva means charota, first of all, a person needs to feel bad. He needs to regret it, what he did. Then he is charota al over. Then he mekabel upon himself never to do it again. And then he speak, you have to say, devidui, ribbono shel olam, this what I did, this and this I did. I mekabel of me not to do it again. I'm sorry about it. And I mekabel of myself not to do it again. See, it doesn't take too long. Just a person needs to feel bad and to be mekabel himself. And the Rambam says the Ribbono Shel Olam needs to be, says Eidus that he's never going to do it again. So this is Eset. So why we need Soira Mishtalech?
So what's
Ayla? Ayla's Oh. So the Gemara, we're going to come to that in a few minutes. But you ask, I will answer you. Oilo, it's basically Korban Nedova. Oilo is not a choivo. Oilo is a korban nedova. If someone did tshuva and a mitzvah sasei, and he brings oilo, so the Gemara says oilo mechaper an ha'ese. Rashi says extra ritzui. The kapora you have already. You're not going to get a punishment. The Rebishter was took you, was mechaper to you, moichel to you, soileach to you. But you need an extra ritzui, eor asponim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you again, so this is oilo. But it's not a choivo. It's definitely not a choivo. And remember this, we're going to, speak about it tonight. So the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis asks in the Mishneh, why the Mishneh says, Soir Amishtaleach, is mechaper anayese memonachshoch? If he did tshuva, he doesn't need any Seir Amishtaleach. And if he didn't do tshuva, so is a rosha. Is Zevach Reshoim to Evo? A Rosho cannot have a korban to be mechaper on them. Someone didn't do tshuva, but he brings a korban chatos. Zevach Reshoim to Evo. So, Memonavshoch, if he did tshuva, no needs for the korban. If he didn't do tshuva, the korban is not going to help. This is the kasha from the Gemore. Biloshin the Gemore, I esa echidomi. Ide lo yova tshuva, Zevach Reshoim to Evo. Either over tshuva, kol yoyme nami. So every day, you don't need Yom Kippur, you don't need Seir, amishtalech. This is a kasha from the Gemara, and the Gemara answer, according to Zeire, you are right, he didn't do tshuva, he is a rosha, and it's going according to Rebbe. And Rebbe says, Yom Kippur is mechaper, even to someone who didn't do tshuva. This is the Gemara answer. But according to Chachomim, if he was over an ha'ese, so memonavshoch. If he did tshuva, he had already kapore before Yom Kippur. And if he didn't do tshuva, the Seir HaMishtalech not going to help. This is the Gemara. Yeah?
So
HaMishnah
is according to
Rebbe. HaMishnah according to Rebbe. Very fantastic. So Rashi says, the Loshon from Rashi, I want to ask you, Rashi says, Ok siv zevach eshoim toevo. Ve'eichi mechaper alei korban yoyim ha'kippurim. So Rashi gave a name to Seir HaMishtaleach. Seir HaMishtaleach, what is this? A Korban Yom HaKippurim. Usually Korbanos have Shechita, have Eiloche, have Zrik HaSadam, right? Rashi, Yudbeiz and Yudbeiz, Dibur HaMaschil, Oksiv, Zevach Reshoim. Right, so Rashi says, Ve'eichi mechaper alei Korban Yom HaKippurim. Rashi gave a name, Rashi gave a title. Seir HaMishtaleach is a korban. It's a very interesting korban. It's a korban that basically the only thing that you're doing in them it's a vidui, and then you send it to Eretz Gzeira. But which avoid are you doing? What it's called korban? It's a kind of interesting avoid. It's a new act. It's a something new. The Torah tells me to do it, but it doesn't have any shaykhes to a korban. But Rashi calls it a korban. So it's very interesting. Tosfos in Daf Tes says, Dibur HaMaschil Oilu Bo Bizman Korua. Third line from the beginning. You see, Oilu Bo Bizman Korua. Daf Tes. Daf Tes Amud Alef. Oilu Bo Bizman Korua.
Oil.
So if you're going to say the third line, Tosfos says, Af al gav de soira mishtaleach ein korbon. Pnimi nami lav korban gomuru. The nisaf chutz lemachne. Toys it talks about the kalvochoimer the Gemara is doing over there. I'm not going now inside to the kalvochoimer. But Toys says, soir amishtaleach is not a korban. It's not a korban. Well, Rashi calls it, leedye, it's a korban. I'm not asking Akasha and Toisves if it's not a korban, why the Gemara calls it Zevach Reshoim Toevo. Zevach Reshoim means it's a din in a korban. Korban for Marosho, it's not good. If Toisves doesn't call it a korban, so we have to understand why the Gemara says Zevach Reshoim Toevo. Just want to tell you, when I thought the day of Shabbos, I have a big chvivis to the Sifrei HaMinogim. Minogim, not the Minogim what we have today. The Minogim was from what's Zahar Makoyo. Minogi Ashkenaz, the Maharil, the Leket Yosher, the old Sforim, the beautiful Sforim, what it brings out Minogi Ashkenaz was starting. So the Maharil was is a V Minogi Ashkenaz. And Maharil was very makpid and aminig. You could think Mamish as a Chassidish Rebbe, even though he lived 600 years ago. But he was so makpid that he didn't let any keila to change from a nigun they were singing in Yomim Neiroim. So the tune he didn't let to change. Every keila needs to have the same asoires, not to change. Yes, Avi Minogi Ashkenaz. I'll give you an example how strong the Ashkenazim was with the Minogim. The Rosh came to Spain from Ashkenaz. He escaped from Spain, everybody knows the story, but the Rosh escaped from Spain, from Ashkenaz, but he was one of the big Doyle Ashkenaz, Talmid from the Maram Rottenberg, and he was traveling the whole way through Spain, through French, Provence, and he came to Spain. And the Sfardim, the Rosh will accept him, Miga, Bika, Bola, Sorchim, and they took him to be the Rosh from Toledo. You know, Catalonia was recently in the news, so the Rosh was the Rosh in Barcelona, and the Rosh was the Rav in Toledo. From the Rashbo, how many Tshuvas HaRashbo we have? Maybe eight volumes. So many Tshuvas HaRashbo. From the Rosh we have one book. A lot of Tshuvas, but not even close to the Tshuvas HaRashbo. The old Tshuvas what we have from the Rosh, it's only from the time that he came to Spain. In Ashkenaz, he didn't write Tshuvas. The Ashkenazim was not asking Shalas. Every city has their own minag. As the Rav, going to tell you. The Sfardim was basically follow what the Talmud, the Din of Shulchan Aruch, what the Talmud says. No minag. What the Gemara says, what the Shas says, this is what they follow. The Ashkenazim have minogim. I don't know the Gemara, but we have our minag. It came from the Goinim, came from this. Every city, the concept from Shilas was not so comment by the Ashkenazim. But the Maharil, because they have minogim. So the Maharil asks, why in the Piyutim from Yom Kippur we are so busy in Marich and the Soir HaPnimi in the Ol HaVoidim Beis HaMikdash, and it's not Piyutim and Soir HaMishtalech. A question from the Maharil. Me'oidi Tomati, he says, Kol Yomai Oyo Plie Be'enai. The Maharil asks, I'm scared to answer at Eretz, and the Maharil says, Kol Yomai Oyo Plie. Then the Maharil came and met Shmuel Weinberg. Shmuel Weinberg says to the Maharil, I have an answer to this. Something was bad as you all your life. But I'm thinking, maybe it's totally in them. Piyutim came instead, Neshalmo Porim Sfoseinu. Instead of a korban, we're saying a piyut. We're davening. A davening could be instead of a korban. If Soir HaMishtalech is not a korban, it was a avoido. But if it's not a korban, if it's a new mitzvah, what we have, we used to have one of the mitzvahs, was Soir HaMishtalech. We don't have an every mitzvah, Neshalmo Porim Sfoseinu. We don't have Neshalmo Porim Sfoseinu on the Shofar from Yovel. We don't have Neshalmo Porim Sfoseinu on mitzvahs, every mitzvah, but we don't have it today. We have Neshalmo Porim Sfoseinu on the Avoida. If Soir HaMishtalech considered a mitzvah, separate mitzvah, but not a korban, maybe it doesn't have the concept of Neshal Meporim Sfoseinu. I'm thinking loud. You're right. I'm not sure, but it's another mitzvah. Not all avoid was even happens in Beis HaMikdash. The Shiluach Le'eretz Gzeiro and to La'azazel didn't happen in Beis HaMikdash. I'm not going to argue. I'm not. Maybe you're right. Maybe. I'm saying, but maybe we could hear different also. We see that maybe it's going with this. Tosfos says in Einoi Korban, Soir HaPnimi, it's a little bit not a Korban, Soir HaMishtalech, Einoi Korban. And Rashi calls it a Korban. Maybe it's totally in the
Piyutim are not about Korbanos too. Piyutim are all types of things.
Depends which Piyutim. Okay. But the Piyutim from the Maharil, what was the Avoda Sayoi? As it is. Bekol mikre, let's talk about it. Soir HaMishtalech, we find a tremendous chidush. The Soir HaMishtalech, the Gemara says, it's mechaper not only the Averois from the past, it's mechaper also on the future Averois. A chidush from Tosfos and the Rishonim, the Gemara says it soon in Daf Yud Gimel. Soir HaMishtalech Mechaper, after the Kohen Gadol did the vidui, you send them already. Usually a korban is Mechaper when? Bishas HaVidui. If a person brings a korban, Chatos, doing the vidui, then he did another Aveiro. That's it. The korban goes on the Aveiro that you did. But Soir HaMishtalech is going even if the Aveiro is after the vidui. And the Rishonim can understand it. They says, Ara korban could be, Ara Soir HaMishtalech could be mechaper on Aveiro, what you did after the vidui. Says Tosfos in Daf Yud Gimel, because we have a posuk. Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper. This is what Tosfos says. Soir HaMishtalech have a chidush. Every Aveiro that you did in Yom Kippur, ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper. Very hard to understand Tosfos. Ki bayoyim hazeh yechaper. Are we talking about the soil? The Yom HaZeichaper goes on Yom Kippur, not goes on soil, HaMishtalech. But this is what Tosfos says. The Tosfos HaRosh answer, do you know why? Because it's not a korban. It's not a korban. Korban could be Mechaper only the Aveira that you did till you was bringing the korban. Soil HaMishtalech, it's not a korban. That's for it's not a korban. It could be mechaper even of the avera that you did later. This is the Tosfos HaRosh. So I have Rashi over here. It says it's a korban. I have the Tosfos and Tosfos HaRosh where it says it's not a korban. I have the Gemara over here. The Gemara says it's zevach reshoim toeva. What I'm supposed to do? No. When we have a kasha. Usually we remind ourselves, who likes to say Kiddushim and Ilches Avodas Yom HaKippurim and on Korbanos, you have no choice, you have to go to Torah's Brisk. The Brisk Rov, you have a tshuva in the Sefer, a tshuva. You have beautiful tshuvas letters, what he print, and the end of the Sefer, Chidush Imor and Grizel Levi al Rambam. And the first, very first Shuvah that he has, he brings a Chidush from his father, Reb Chaim. So we have a Chidush, what Reb Chaim says, and the way that the Briskerov described it. And of course, what the Briskerov is going to say in the name from Reb Chaim. You tell me. Tzveidinim? Which Tzveidinim? And which Tzveidinim? You see? We have a Briskerov here. And which Tzveidinim? He says, it's mechaper like a korban. It's a korban. And we're going to see soon why. But it's also a part of avodas Yom Kippurim. Soir HaMishtaleach, it's a korban. But it's also ever part from a chelek from avodas Yom HaKippurim, it says. This the Briskerov says it. And I have a right to the Briskerov. The Rambam brings the halachas from Soir HaMishtaleach in Ilchos Tshuva. In Ilchos Tshuva, why he doesn't bring it in Ilchos Maaseh Korbanos? He brings it in Ilchos Tshuva. Why Soir HaMishtaleach? In Ilchos Maaseh Korbanos, the Rambam brings it exactly what you have to do with the Soir. But in Ilchos Tshuva, very famous, the Rambam says, Kol Aveiro, the Rambam starts to say, Adi Mechaper, Charot Alova, Charot Adalosit, and then the Rambam brings Yom Kippur, then the Rambam brings Soir HaMishtaleach. Obviously, Soir HaMishtaleach, it's a part from Avodas Yom HaKippurim, from HaKaporo, and not only a Korban. This is a raya to the Briskerov. But from the other side, our Mishneh, have it a old list, the first Mishneh in Shavuos, a old list from Korbanos. And Soir HaMishtaleach, it's a part of this list. So, let's build first of all our Chiddush. So we have a raya that the Gemara calls it a Korban. We have a raya that the Mishneh calls it a Korban. From the other side, we find in them Chiddushim, but no Korbanos. No Korbanos. It could be Chaper and Averus, it's such a strong Korban. It's such a strange korban that could be mechaper even if aveirois that you did after the vidui.
We see in Mishneh that it's a korban. What does Mishneh say that it's a korban?
The whole list of the Mishneh. What is the list from the Mishneh? Is korbanos, and it's a part of it. I want to tell you such a raya that I'm telling you. It's not a raya muchachas like 1 + 1. It's not. This. If you're going to tell me it's, you don't want to be Mekabel Deraye, I can't force. It's not something that, but it's mistaber. It makes sense. If the Mishneh brings it together with Korbanos, so I put it in the same category.
The Mishneh is talking about Kaporos, not Korbanos.
Could be.
It's a Mishneh about Kaporos.
Could be. I'm not arguing. So stay with the Rashi. The Rashi says it's a Korban Yom HaKippurim. It's a Korban Yom HaKippurim. We see also, the Gemara says that the two Asirim want to bring another here. The Gemara says the two Asirim have a din from Yom Ad Chai, Lifnei Hashem. The two Asirim need to stand by Samigdosh and it's Me'akev. Till when it says a Me'akev. What happens if the Asir died? The Asir died. Till when it's a locha that you have, if it dies, you have to replace it and to bring another one. If you have the seir Lazozel in the morning, he died. Of course, so you didn't have to seir him. You need to bring another one. But it is a level, what if he died, you don't have to bring another one. So the Gemara says, Yom Ad Chai Lifnei Hashem, it's equal to the another seir. So to Machloikes, one says, till the Agrolo, but after the Agrolo, what it's Oile Lazozel, even if he died, he died. You don't have to bring a new seir. You don't have to send them to. You don't have to send them to Lazozel. It's enough. The other one says in Tzaloche Kemoisoi is the vidui. After the you have to be mechava. The Kohen Gadol need to be misvade, and then vidui. If you think good, that's the aloha what is comment with every other korban. What are we doing with a korban? It's a korban kam lekapora, achatos, oshom. You need to do vidui. The only avoido that you're doing with Seir HaMishtaleach inside in Beis HaMikdash, it's a vidui. Says the Gemara, after the vidui, if he died, you don't need to bring another korban. You don't need to bring another korban. I will say, and I will tell you what it means. Reb Chaim is medayek from the Rambam. The Rambam says, if somebody was shechting soir amishtaleach bachutz, somebody took the soir amishtaleach chutz lebeis amigdosh, and he was shechting this. Usually, if you take a korban out from beis amigdosh and you're shechting, what's the aveira? Shchutei chutz. Do you have a aveira from shchutei chutz by soir amishtaleach, b'soir lazozel? The Rambam says if you take it out and you shecht it, koidem vidui, koidem vidui, chai of chorus like shchutei chutz. Says Reb Chaim, til vidui is a korban, and you have gdushas a guf. After the vidui, naso mitzvosoi. As the korban, you made everything what you have to do. You have another avoider. It's apart from avoider Sim Kippur. But it's not a korban anymore. So far, says Reb Chaim, not going to be the aver from Shchutei Chutz. Not going to be Meile. Because the Gdushas Aguf Poko, it's going to be Gdushas Domin. It's two things. It's a korban till some degree, till you're doing the avoider, and after the avoider, Ois korban, avoid as Yom Kippurim. So you're asking me, how could be the Seir HaMishtaleach to be Mechaper after the Vidui? No korban's doing that. It's not a korban. It's a part of avoid as Yom Kippurim, like Toisla says. I, Rashi says it is a korban. I will tell you. It's also a korban. It's also a korban. Till the Vidui. And the Vidui is going to be Mechaper. And if somebody didn't do tshuva, it could be a psul from Zevach Reshoim to Evo. After the Avoido, after the Vidui, it's not a korban anymore. A chidush from Reb Chaim. It's two Reb Chaims that I'm taking together. That's a very, very good question. I love this question. I'm dealing with him with Talmidei Chachomim. But you know, Gdusha Shavim Leichon Poka, usually, the Gemara says, Gdusha Bichdi Loi Poka. But if it's Nases Mitzvosri, if the whole Gdusha from Nasas Mitzvosoi, it could be. Reb Chaim is a Chiddush. But I want to tell you.
Well, the Gemara says if it didn't do Shuvah, it says Zev Shon to Eva. It's not acceptable to after the Vidui. So it's already a promise being Mechapa. It's not the Zevach that's being
Mechapa. Right. But it's also the Seir. It's also the Seir. Could be when the Gemara answer is goes according to Rebbe. Maybe the Gemara says, because Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, Ben Lashayinam Shovim. Could be the Gemara says it's going ready with Rebbe, but they avoid us Yom HaKippurim.
Before we said it's going ready, yeah. The Gemara is asking, if he didn't do Tshuva, says Zevach Shon to Eivon, okay? But that's the Korban din. What about the Yom HaKippurim din? That's
right. Mechaper, no? If he didn't do Tshuva, the Kol Zman we didn't know it's Rebbe, Kolzman, we didn't know it's Rebbe, so the Gemara took for Oif and Poshut. As Yom Kippur is Eino Mechaper L'Sheino Shovim. But the Gemara thought, you tell me, al the Soir HaMishtaleach. So the Gemara Soir HaMishtaleach also, Zevach Reshoim to Evo. Reb Chaim says, not even in Rebbe. Not even in Rebbe. What?
Put a Shoni.
Yeah.
According to this, after the Vidui, it should turn white. The Gemara says, it didn't turn white till they pushed him off the Azazel.
You say that the kapora should be right away.
I'm just saying that.
I don't know, you have a good question.
But Yom Kippur, the Kedem, you still have to have. The turn lights, else.
Was avoided Yom Kippur. I'm
going to kapora. Call you soul was.
I, you know what? Let's wait a few minutes. Maybe we're going to come to that. Right. But it's a good point. Let's come to that. We find in that very interesting. I find. Gvur Asari, it's the Sefer from the Shagasari. Yevan Yume, Yevan, very famous Sefer, Gvur Asari. And Gvur Asari doesn't bring Reb Chaim, of course. Doesn't bring him. But the Gvur Asari says also the same idea from Reb Chaim, as it says that he doesn't have Kedushas HaGuf only till the Goyrol. After the Goyrol, till the Goyrol, the two Seirim have Kedushas HaGuf. After the Goyrol, only the Seir HaPnimi have Kedushas HaGuf. But the Seir LaAzazel doesn't have the Kedushas HaGuf. Reb Chaim says, till the Vidui. The Shagasarya says, till the Goyrol. It was very interesting to me. Very interesting to me. And if I'm loud, I'm not says, the Gemara usually says, Leime beplug to the Tanoi, come if like. I want to offer this to you. It was something that bothers me, Dem Shabbos. I think it's a machloikas Rambam and Raivet. I think it's a machloikas Rambam and Raivet. It looks like Mamish. The machloikas from Reb Chaim and the Shagas Aryeh. And of course, looks like Reb Chaim took the side from the Rambam. And the Shagas Aryeh, for some reason, took the side from the Raivet. But the both doesn't say it. It's totally in the machloikas. But I will tell you the aloha. The Rambam says, in Perik Yud Ches, Milchu Yismael Seh HaKorbonus, the Rambam says, Shnei Seir Yom Kippurim Sheshchotam Bachutz, far before the Vidui, Ad Sheloi Isvado, Chai of Kores. After the Vidui, the Rambam says, it's Potur on the Soir HaMishtaleach, because it's not Lifnei Hashem anymore. Yom At Chai Lifnei Hashem. What's mean Lifnei Hashem? Till the Vidui. After the Vidui, you're already taking him out. So, it's not Lifnei Hashem. This is the Rambam. This is the Rambam. The Raivet says, and it says, only till the Goyrol, it's. Only till the Goyrol, you have the Yisro from Shkot Echutz. After the Goyrol, it's not right Lifnei Hashem. Means the Raivet understand like this. Before the Goyrol, each one of them was Biroi to be the Korban. But after the Goyrol, is the Mishtaleach, he's going out, he's not for us. And the Rambam says, no, you still have avoided from Vidui. And them avoided from Vidui, making him to consider to Lifnei Hashem. This is Mamish de Machloikas from Reb Chaim and the Shagas Aryeh. I'm not sure, it's vague doilim. And each one finds the Rishonim says it. It's interesting. The Raivet brings us a story in the Girsois. The Raivet asks very sharp. It says a story in the Girsois. I don't want to go to them. It's story in the Girsois. More in Zvochem, the Kofiut Gimels. It's interesting. But the Raivet asks, the Shagas Aryeh, this is the Gvur Asari. It's interesting the Shagas Aryeh asks the question. And again, I feel bad. I feel bad that they're answering a question from the Shagas Aryeh. It looks like Mamish a chutzpah. But I matzia you. Tell me the don lefnei rabbi. So I'm thinking loud. The Shagas Aryeh ask. This is Gvur Asari. In a tshuva from Shagas Aryeh, the Shagas Aryeh brings a posuk. You're allowed to send the seir amishtaleach beish iti afilu b'shabos. That's a din. If Yom Kippur is b'shabos, which issu you have b'shabos? So you're going chutz latchum and you're allowed to carry the seir. Nebach, if the seir knows where he's going, and he walks slowly, or he gets sick, you're allowed to carry him. And the Gemara asks, is Chayin Loi says, that's Moi. The Gemara asks, maybe it's not Chayin Loi. But Lemai says, it's Chilul Shabbos over here. So the Gemara, we learn from a Pasuk, you're allowed. So the Shagas Aryeh, why we need a Pasuk? All Korban Sibur is Doiche Shabbos. Why should it be different? It's a Korban Sibur? This is the question from Shagas Aryeh. But according we speak, according Reb Chaim says, after the Vidui, it's not a Korban Tzibur. And even though according to Shagas Aryeh, after the Goyrol, according what he says by himself, after that Goyrol, it's not a Korban. Who says it's Tama Avoido? Who says it's Doiche Shabbos? You need a Pasuk. So it's interesting stira in the Gvur Asari, in the Gvur Asari to the Shagas Aryeh. But we see from all over, it's the question, it's a Korban or it's not a Korban. And we're assuming now to take that it's a Korban till the Vidui. I want to tell you, with all respect, and we have a lot of respect, with respect to Reb Chaim, Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Hagoyle, and the Shagas Aryeh, the Rashbo in Daf Yud Gimel, have the Sofek, if it's a Korban or not, and the Rambam brings to the Rashbo, say, bring two terutzim. One, he says it's a Korban, ad gmar shiluchoy. So the Rashba takes that it's a korban till end of the avoido, and according him, the question from the Shagasarye. It's a very good question. If it's a korban, why you need a posel? Should be doicha Shabbos. In another teretz, the Rashba says it's not a korban at all, like toises in daftes, like the toises arosh. So we have three ways, three shittes over here. Till the goyrol, till the vidui, till gmar shiluchoy. I have a say from Pashtas, from Rashi. Rashi calls it Korban Yoim HaKippurim.
What's Rashi? Until when?
It sounds to me be Pashtas. Rashi calls it Korban Yoim HaKippurim. I think so. So he was asking Arav Remei Royce. What's his name? Arav Leshkovitz. Arav Leshkovitz asked a very good question. Why we don't need the Kaporo, the Chut? If it says till the vidui, why we don't have the kapora? I don't know exactly how it's work. I don't have a great answer. But according to the Rashbo, it's answer what you say, because it's even a korban. But the korban ended till shiluchoy. But I want to bring the right to them there. The Gemara says aloha. The Gemara says aloha. Very interesting aloha. That Klal Yisrael, like you say, was very happy. V'shilach biyad ish iti. Right? So the Gemara says, Boloi Kohen Godol. The Kohen Godol came to lay in the Kriya Satoiro in the Azoro. Right? Or in the Chotzer, lots of being the Chotzer, but he came out from the Eichel. So the Gemara says, right after the Seir came to the Azazel, so the Kohen Godol really finished the Avodah Sayoim. Now he goes to do the Kriya Satoiro. It's also apart from the Avodah Sayyim. How the Kohen Gadol know that the Seir came to the Azazel? Who told them? They didn't have cell phones. Of course, they didn't use it in Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says was stationed, was stops, and it was Menifin the Sudrim. Menifin the Sudrim. But the Gemara says, so we're going to talk about it. But the Gemara says that the Ish Iti, when he finish, needs to come to the Kohen Gadol and to tell him that he did it. Osisi shlichuscho. Veshilach biyad iti. He needs to come back and to tell the Kohen Gadol, I did it. Why did he need to come back to the Kohen Gadol to tell him I did it? Why it's so necessary? The piece of information. You have to come to tell him I did it. I think a chidush, and I share with you the chidush, and it's also built on Reb Chaim, and a letter from the Brisker of Rights brings a big chidush, it's not so common, but Reb Chaim says a chidush, he was mamsi a chidush, but if the chidush, Reb Chaim says, obviously it's a zoy, not going to argue with them, but I want to tell them a pshat in them chidush. The Brisker of says, Reb Chaim asks, why the Kohen Gadol needs to wait to Kriya Satoiro? Till it came to the Azazel. Why he can't do it right away? The Gemara asked, how did he know? But Reb Chaim was medayik from the Rambam. Kevon sheigia soir lamidbor, yotzo koyen leezras noshim. So Reb Chaim, kedakui bakoidesh, when he reads the Rambam geniusly, Nadi was waiting to do the avoido. He was not allowed to leave the Oichol till the soil came to the Azazel. That's Reb Chaim, a chiddush from Reb Chaim. Usually we're learning, after he came, then you're allowed to do the Kriyas HaTorah. So usually everybody learns, it's a Seder, the order from the Avoido. First you should do the Soir HaMishtaleach, then comes Kriyas HaToiro. It's a order. It's a Seder. Yom Kippur walking with a Seder. First this avoido, then this avoido. Soir HaMishtaleach, koidem leKriyas HaToiro. So you have to know. Chaim Reb Chaim, and it says a new pshat. No. Really, he was maybe able to do it before. But with the Kriyas HaToiro, in the Ezras Noshim, the Kohen Gadol cannot live. He's close. He have to stay inside in the Kodesh till they're going to tell him he finished the Avoid. This is Reb Chaim. You hear? Totally different pshat. Not the Cheshbon from a Seder, Just the cheshbon that the Kohen Gadol have to stay is close. He have to sit, he cannot leave. And Reb Chaim didn't tell us why. Why the Kohen Gadol cannot go out. So I'm coming, and I want to share with you. The Chiddush is not Pintlav, I don't know exactly, but I think. If we're going to take the Rashba, the Rambam doesn't work with the Rashba. Because the Rashba says maybe it's a korban till after the Gemar Shiluchoy. But the Rambam we saw it's a korban till only after the Vidui. I agree. It's a korban only after the Vidui. But it's a part of Avodas Yom Kippurim. It's a void of Shein or korban. But it's a part from the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. Who needs to do the whole Avodah of Yom Kippurim? Only the Kohen Gadol. Only the Kohen Gadol. And over here goes the Kohen Gadol and he sends someone out to do it. How can you make a shliach? Because the Torah says, v'shilach b'yad ishiti.
You find out that the Kohen mixing the blood.
What?
It's not like there was no, it's not like nobody did anything on you.
It's a big machlokes rishonim. Oh, it's a big siddur. It's only the avodas Yom Kippurim etzein no kosher, or the all avodas hayom. It's a big machlokes rishonim, and I will tell you something. 4 years ago, I was says a shiur about it over here. It is. But it's a big, it's like 3-4 shittas rishonim. But let's zoom in, it's a part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim, and if it's a part of the Avodas Kippurim, everybody admit it's only kosher in here with the Kohen Gadol. So I will telling you, the Gemara says, we have a posuk, if the ish iti, you have to marry him, you have to miyached him, what's going to be if he's a tome? He became tome. So the Gemara says, we have an eter, we're learning from the posuk, to the tome to come in to the azoro to take the korban from the Kohen Gadol. He goes not to the azoro, he goes inside to Beis Hamikdash, betumosoi, what usually it's a chorus. He have an eter in Yom Kippur to go to take the korban from the Kohen Gadol. And I'm asking you why we need it. Stay outside, and somebody's going to send it to you. Why not necessarily? I'm saying the Kohen Gadol needs to give him personal. Why? Because Kohen Gadol making him a shliach v'shilach b'yad ish iti. Because the Kohen Gadol really belongs to the avoiders. From who is this? Avoider from the Kohen Gadol. But I don't have choice. The Torah says send with someone. Send with someone. I have to give him and I have to be my man and to be my shliach. But that's for you have to come back to me and to tell them, Osisi Shlichuscho. So maybe, if it's really a voido from the Kohen Gadol, so he's still doing the voido. So the Kohen Gadol have to stay in Beis Hamikdash. A Kohen Gadol would leave the Beis Hamikdash is not a Kohen Gadol. He doesn't have the dinim from the Kohen Gadol. The old dinim from the Kohen Gadol will the other Shliach take a koyach for me. And he could do my Shlichus. When the Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Gadol, is in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Kohen Gadol have to wait in the Beis Hamikdash inside till the person tell them, we know he did it. Oh, now I'm allowed to leave and I'm allowed to go to do the Kriya Satoira. Not a din for Maseidah, just a din, it's my avoido. If it's my avoido, I have to stay inside.
Where do you see the Kohen Gadol is not a Kohen Gadol outside of the Beis Hamikdash, not by that Zara?
It's if of he course
he
has.
If he brings a carbon on the Mizbeach Achitzin, he has to be wearing Shemayin Begadim.
Of course, because this is the avoider. What he's doing that, but avoider Yom Kippurim is bifnim. Avoider Yom Kippurim is nasis bifnim. He can leave. He cannot go out. I'm not so excited from this chiddush. I will tell you why. Because it's a too big chiddush. It's a huge chiddush, but it's giving us a little bit a frame to work with this, to understand Reb Chaim. Anyway, I want just to summarize what we say till now.
Rav said before that if the Siyam Shtaleh dies, you don't have to replace it.
Right.
So what happens in a case like that? Who's going to tell them?
If it's not avoided, it's who going to tell? I don't know, it's a good question. What's going to be dies on the way? Are they going to tell the Kohen Gadol? Maybe they're going to do it with the Sodrim, just to finish.
It wasn't done. That way it wasn't done. So how can you leave the...
But it's not going to be happens anymore. It's not going to do it. What do you want him to sit till next year, Yom Kippur?
In other words, the mitzvah wasn't done yet.
And it's impossible to do it anymore. We was mafrish the way, man. She died. It cannot be. It's cannot bring out differently. What? If. That's it. Nothing with
it. He just goes on with the
other. Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
That's it.
Okay. So till now, I just want to say we spoke about the Soira Mishtalech to say it's a korban. Now we have to start with the Lev Beis and Masneh Aleim.
This is just I just gave it this.
It just was very interesting. So that they have Shabbos, and always to me something new. It's always fresh, and this. But I don't want to finish so fast. So let's tell you a few new words about Soira Mishtalech. Zevach Heshoim Toivo. Zevach Heshoim Toivo. Pashtas, we see it's a korban. But I want to tell you, think. Let's say it's a korban, and Zeva Aloche from Zevach Reshoim Toivo. But please, walk with me. Pashtas, how do you understand Zevach Reshoim Toivo? That the korban turns to be posel. It's posel, right? That some person is a rosho, but the other people in Klal Yisrael are tzaddikim. The story of Mishalech, it's a kosher korban or it's not a kosher korban?
Kosher.
So what's best to say, Zevach Heshoim Toivo?
Rashi says,
so you tell me, it's a kosher korban or it's not a kosher korban?
It's kosher korban.
So you tell me, obviously, the Zevach Heshoim Toivo doesn't mean the korban turns to be posel. Zevach Heshoim Toivo means it's a kosher korban. So you tell me, Zevach Heshoim Toivo, it's not posel. It's a kosher korban. Just, I don't get kapore from that.
This individual.
I agree. But lemai says, Zevach Heshoim Toivo, what's going to be if it's going to be only my korban? It's going to be posel or not?
It's possible the korban. Maybe then it would be.
Yeah, it would be.
It's possible the korban.
Maybe, yeah.
If it's, I don't see. If it's a din in psul in korban, so how did I know that it's... What, the other Averus? It's Mechaber. And I say it's not
Mechaber.
Of course. Only with the tshuva. Only with the tshuva. So I agree to you that you tell me it's only Me'akev de Kapora. And I'm going to be your Raya because you was mentioning before about Oilo. The Gemara says in Zvochim, Oilo, it's a doiron. What's mean a doiron? It's a gift. It's a gift. Because you don't need it. You have a kapora without, you mechaper an eser without a doiron. But if you did bring the oilo, so it's extra ritzri. But the Gemara says if the person is a rosho, it's even the oilo din from Zevach Reshoim Toivo. Even the oilo is not a korban chiyuv, it cannot be posel, it could bring the benedovo. So of course the oilo don't turn to be posel. So it's another proof to this. That Zevach Heshoim Toivo, it's not a psul in a korban, just I don't have a kapor. But Leidoch Gisa, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that if someone was mafrish chaylev, someone ate chaylev, so you need a korban. And then it was mafrish chatos, yeah, it was mafrish beima. And then, Eimir Dosoi became a rosh merusha. And he did shuvo, the korban, because it became Zevach Reshoim Toivo, became posel, and it's Kevon Shenitche, It's ready nitche, and it's lost, and he cannot bring it again. So what do you see? What is this zevach shoyim toivo? It's pasul the korban.
Because there's only one person that's being a kapit for us.
Come yochet.
Doesn't give him a kapit. There's no reason to bring it.
Yeah, but the question is, if zevach shoyim toivo, it's the aloha, it's pasul. So how do you see the other aloha? That it's not pasled, it's only ma'akev in the kapor.
The reason so it pasles is because it's ma'akev in the kapor, and it's nobody else in the chabe for. So it's not, there's no reason. It has no purpose. It has no purpose.
The Gemara is
that don't affect current tzibbe.
But the tzibbe, it has a purpose because it's going to be a chabe for other people.
So it's interesting. You tell me, really, it's only ma'akev the kapor. But if it's only my kapor, and I'm not going to have the kapora, so the cornstones to be posel. Efshon. I hear the teretz. It's getting late. Many years ago, it's coming to another Torah's brisk. Many years ago, when I was in Yerushalayim, I heard from Reb David Soloveitchik. He was saved the Maol Chidush, and Kedar Koi from Torah's brisk, was two dinim in Zevach Hashoim Toevo. We're not going to talk about it now. I'll just be more with you. I want to finish with something small about Seira Mishtaleach that always catch my eye. The Rambam paskan that Seira Mishtaleach, the Rambam brings it in Ilchus Shuvah, and the Rambam says, Seira Mishtaleach is, I don't know if I have it on me over here, but the Rambam says, Seira Mishtaleach is mechaper even a person didn't do Shuvah. An esse ve'an lois esse. He mechaper even though he didn't do tshuva. An chamurois, what he have chorus, it's mechaper only with tshuva. So Rambam make a pshara. The Rambam going according who? According Rebbe or according Chachomim? According Rebbe, Seira Mishtaleach is mechaper everything. Even he didn't do tshuva. According Chachomim, he have to do tshuva. And the Rambam says a pshara. Kalois, out of tshuva, and chamurois only with tshuva. Well, the Rambam for sure not passing like Rebbe, because the Rambam says Yom Kippur mechaper lashovim. I'm a furush alochin now. So the Rambam passing like chachomim, and even though lekaporas Yom Kippur you need tshuva, kaporas soira mishtaleach is depends. Kalois you don't need tshuva. What's kalois? Esse velois esse. Chamurois, chores, you need tshuva. So first of all, I need to understand what a different. I like to understand. Second of all, if Seira Mishtaleach is so strong that it could be mechaper without a tshuva, why the Rambam is mechalek between kalois to the chamurois? Them chiluk we didn't find. This is a chidush from Rambam. How come? So I want to tell you with this we're going to finish. It's negia to us. I come to the Parsha. I come because you know what? We're going to connect it to the Parsha. I will tell you why. Seira Mishtaleach is a Korban Tzibur. You was mentioning, all of you says it's a Korban Tzibur. What's mean Tzibur? If 1,000 people buying the Korban together, it's a Korban Tzibur?
No.
What's going to be million people?
No.
What's going to be all Klal Yisrael together about a korban? It's a korban tzibur?
It's a korban from Truma Salishko.
A Truma Salishko. What make a difference? If it's this money or this money? I gave money. Ale Eden gave. They put a pishka. Brings B Toirem to the new korban. And we bought a korban. It's a korban tzibur or a korban yochid? It's a korban yochid. What? Yeah, in Vayikra. The Ramban explained, the Korban Tzibur, he says it in the modern words, but the Ramban says like this, Tzibur creating something new. Everybody belongs to the Tzibur, and the Tzibur is like a corporation. And that Korban belongs to the corporation, not to you, or to you, or to you. It's a new bylaws. Knesset Yisrael. You give to Truma Salishko, and Truma Salishko buys. That's min korban tzibur. If every yochid gives, it's a lot of shutfim. It's a lot of yechidim. It's still a korban yochid. This the Ramban explained. Eretz Yisrael also. belongs to Klal Yisrael, not to Yechidim. Each one of you, Eber Shaychus, Balavas, a little bit in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you could cash it to apartment over here. But Eretz Yisrael Muchzekes Lav Yiseinu. Kaporet from Yom Kippur is for a tzibur or it's for a yochid? Kaporet Yom Kippur. Look on the brocha. Melech Moichel Vesoileach Lavoinu Yiseinu. ולאבוינו עמוי בייס ישראל, מעביר אשמויסינו בכל שונו ושונו. Just want to ask you, didn't I'm allowed to say a chidush? Just tell me, what I saw once from Rabbi Yoshe Ber, from Boston? I'm allowed? I just like to know if I'm allowed over here.
You can say, yeah.
I think, we talk a lot of bris tonight. Okay. We have to mention him also. I think the Pasuk says, Melech Moichel V'Soileach La'Avoyinu Yiseinu. It's a kapore for every yochid. But it's also La'Avoyinu Yis'amu Yibayis Yisrael. The Klal gets also kapore. And I saw a beautiful pirush from Rabbi Yoshe Ber, Aflei V'Ofele. He says, Mavir Hashmoyiseinu B'Chol Shono V'Shono. And why we don't continue to say Mavir Ashmas Beis Yisroel B'chol Shona V'shona? He's talking Avinu Yiseinu. It's a good question, a good diuk. He says, what's Mina Ashma? Ashma he brings from the Ramban. Oshom, it's a Loshon Shmomo. Destroyed. The Choite destroyed himself. And he deserved a Shmomo to be. And instead to them, he brings a Korban. Says the Rabbi Yoshe Ber, Klal Yisrael cannot have a Shmomo. Ashmomo belongs to the Yochid, not to the Klal. Beautiful Pshat. But if he's right in the Pshat, it's clearly the Brocha talks about the Yochid and about the Tzibur. If we have the Tzoyir, HaMishtaleach, belongs to the Tzibur. The whole time that a person belongs to the Tzibur, he gets the Kaporet, as the Rambam. Do you know what happens when you did a chorus? Venichreso anefesh ha'ime ameo. You not belong to the tzibur. But the whole time you belong to the tzibur. If we're talking a kapore protis, is Yom Kippur, you need to do tshuva. If you're not going to tshuva, ein Yom Kippur mechaper elo lashovim. But if you belong to the klal, because now you consider that I'm a yid, I'm a chelek from klal Israel, I want to be good, unfortunately, it didn't work to me out. It's not good. The person needs to do tshuva. He's not a good Jew. But he belongs to the klal. And the klal get a kapore, soira mishtaleach. And this is what the Rambam says. Soira mishtaleach lefishu mechaper al kol klal Yisroel. The lotion from the Rambam. Mechaper al kalo iskeva chamuro. But only if you did tshuva. Kalo is only if you... Yes. So I think he asked me to speak about the parsha. This parsha, we have a medrash. The medrash says, "Zonoichi yodati," in the time from Yehudo yored me'alecho, yeah, perek la'mitches, v'ayi bo yisai, v'yered Yehudo, says the medrash, "Ki onoichi yodati samachshovis." Yosef osuk besakoi, a posuk in Irmiyahu. Ki onoichi yodati es ha-machshovis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I know the thought, I know the machshovis. Which machshovis? Says the Medrash like this. Yosef osuk besakoi ubetanisoi. Shvotim asukim memechiras Yosef. Yaakov osuk besakoi ubetanisoi. Yehudo osuk lisoloi isho. VaKadosh Baruch Hu ma oise? Yosef uvoirei oiroi shel Moshiach. Apele v'afle. Tis onoichi yudati samachshovis. Klal Yisrael bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalvo. Shalvo means, Yaakov didn't want to sit on a couch to drink coffee, I guarantee to you. Yeah? Bikesh Yaakov leishev b'shalvo means, when is the shalvo? Lo sit lovoy. Yaakov Avinu says, we broke the klipa from Lovon. We broke the klipa from Esav. We passed the story with Dina. We passed everything. Tayag mitzvah shomarti. Esav could not be poigim in me. Came the time for Mashiach, Tikkun HaGomor. Voyo beis Yaakov le'eish, u beis Yosef le'leovo, u beis Esav le'kash. That's it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not a time from the Tikkun. And look what happens. In Rega Kememre, looks like Klal Yisrael destroyed. Shvotim sold Yosef. It's a gefer lechezach. You're going to be married tomorrow. In which way? In which way? Yaakov think is Yoikeired and Chai Sheoilo. Yosef is in Mitzrayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Dafko in the time what Klal Yisrael looks in the worst possible situation what could only be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu boirei oiro shel Mashiach. Not in the time what looks to you so great. In the time what looks to you we destroyed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu take the Maisa from Tomor and Yehudo and Moitzi Peretz, that from this comes Moshiach. So we're talking about the Klal and the Prat, Aditz Miskasher. Everybody knows the Rambam put in Yud Gimel Ikri in the Emunah to believe in Emunah Bias. A Moshiach, it was a big chidush. Not everybody says it. We have to know the Moshiach is true. The Gemara says, Shorolei Le'ilel, if somebody don't believe in Moshiach, it gifer lach. But the Rambam says, it's not enough that you know and you say it's true. It's a part of the Yud Gimel Ikri. It became a part from our Emunah. The Ramban in Sefer HaVikuach, and that's assuring that. But the Rambam says it's a part of Yud Gimel Ikrim. Not just this. If you're not waiting to him, says the Rambam, if you know it's true, but if you're not waiting, Yifelach. I have a simple question. How could we believe in B'yasa Moshiach? It's a machloikes Rab Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rab Lezer says, Imoisim tshuva, nigolim. Imeinu moisim tshuva, einum nigolim. Rabbi Yeshua says, Ben oisim tshuva, ben ein oisim tshuva. And the Rambam paskens like Rab Lezer. So you have a stirim in Eubay. The Rambam tells me you must to believe in Bias HaMoshiach. The Rambam tells me if you don't do tshuva,
not going to be.
Who says we're going to do tshuva? Says the Rambam, Vekvar uftachnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us that we're going to do tshuva. The promise, not the Moshiach going to come. The promise we're going to do tshuva and then Moshiach going to come. So this is the promise of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu boirei oiru shel Moshiach. The boirei oiru shel Moshiach means that every Eid belongs to the Klal. One Eid maybe could do a chet. But the Klal have a kiyum. The Klal never going to be destroyed. Yaakov, the Shvotim, Yosef, Yehudo. From the worst situation looks the Klal od gechapta zaklap. Everybody said besakui betanisoi. From this HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to take us out. And boirei oiru shel Moshiach. The main thing, what we have to all together, belongs to Klal Yisrael. And then, Ish L'Reyu Ya'azoyru, Lochi V'yomru Chazak, sometimes a person has a nefile, but it belongs to the Klal. It belongs to us. Ki Yeshev B'cho Yishech, Hashem Oyer Li. Sholev Afrei Lachem Chanukah. Hatzlocha Rabbi.
Shkei Zalu.
Thank you.
Always a good question.